That train whistle is the soundtrack of Truckee, so it's only fitting that the first new downtown development in years is at the old rail yard. I'm here with Truckee Mayor Joan DeReich Jones.
So, this is Church Street, and we're standing on what will be the site of the Artist Loft. And to the west will be the theater brewery component.
The first building in the Truckee Rail Yard development, the Artist Lofts, will include 66 affordable housing units and was unanimously approved earlier this month. Jones is excited about the project, but says it's not a silver bullet.
We've always had this housing issue. You know, it's just something we just always have to work at and always have to keep it front of mind. You know, when I was a kid here, you couldn't own houses unless both parents worked. It's been a very hard place to live for a long time.
As an incorporated town with local planning oversight, Truckee is actually an easier place to build affordable housing than the rest of the Tahoe Basin. Mia Kong, head of Domus Development, explains.
It's too hard, too expensive, too difficult. So we had to have 12 different entitlement processes, and then we had to go jump through everybody's hoops.
In 2012, Kong built 77 affordable housing units in Kings Beach, spread across six sites. But back then, California had a redevelopment agency. Without the incentives and subsidies that agency provided, there's little reason for developers to pursue affordable housing projects in Tahoe today.
The reality of affordable housing is that it costs a lot to build, and you never can earn the kind of revenue, you know, renting it or selling it that you could for a market rate development. So something has to happen where someone is subsidizing the gap.
According to Jesse Patterson, deputy director of the League to Save Lake Tahoe, turning old rundown buildings into newer, denser developments is not just good for local residents. It's good for the lake, too.
We just have these old blighted buildings that, as they sit, are polluting the lake.
The League pushed for the inclusion of redevelopment incentives in the Tahoe Regional Plan drafted in 2012. But those incentives haven't resulted in any new buildings. And historically, the League has been one of the most vocal opponents of development in the region. Mia Kong explains.
Everybody was like, you're going to get sued, you're going to get sued, you're going to get sued, you're never going to get this through. No one's going to let you change all those things. You're never going to be able to do this. There had not been a recent real estate project being proposed that wasn't sued by the League to Save the Lake.
Patterson says these days the League is trying to be more of an ally to developers. He's looking forward to the review and update of the plan that's due to happen next year.
It looks like, from what we're seeing, that, you know, that there's still some barriers. It's perhaps too complex. Perhaps the incentives are not good enough. I think it's a little too early to tell.
Another change being discussed in the region centers on permitting and tax laws that make it difficult for landowners to build small. Theresa May Duggan, known in the community as T-May, would like to replace her crumbling beach cottages with new tiny houses, but has hit various roadblocks.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hello. How are my kids? Oh my God, it's so clean in here.
No, it's not.
T is introducing me to Daniel and Floor, a young couple who rents one of her cottages in Kings Beach. They're making coffee while T shows me where a wall used to divide the living room from the kitchen. Floor tells me they struggled for 2 years to find a place they could afford.
Most of the houses that we looked in, they were so big that we needed to get roommates, and we are newlyweds, sort of, and we don't want to really have roommates.
They were just about to give up when Daniel saw T's listing on Craigslist. T says she wants to continue to offer housing to what she calls real people, but she'd like to see some changes that make that more feasible.
Across the street are lakefront homes that are probably 4,000 square feet. We're paying the same in fire protection.
If options like these cottages disappear from Tahoe, local employees like Daniel and Floor, who work at Squaw and at a boutique in Truckee, will be forced out. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.